You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is for you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul and aloha.
Yes, aloha. And I'm Rob and this is episode number 824. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great day. Got some fun shows in store for you. We're going to record a couple of them here today, so
yeah,
it's always a good time.
I'm excited, although a little damaged with a hurt foot over here for who knows what reason.
A little gimpy.
A little gimpsky.
Are you a sleepwalker?
Not to my knowledge, but maybe I am. Maybe I am. Anyway, we're excited about this next round of episodes. Be in New York City this week, so doing some trainings, be out on the East Coast. Really excited about all of it. We're going to be doing some engineering training, so excited about that. But anyway, before we get into things, I just wanted to say one of the stories from the fly-in last year, and I actually recently got a message, and I wanted to read it to you guys because it's from someone who went to the fly-in last year. And he's talking about the fly-in, and he's talking about the Drone U community, but this is from Joe Schwartz. He says, "Hey, Paul, just wanted to let you know that this group has helped me so much in my business. After listening to the Chris Voss podcast, I felt so much better and confident about bidding a job that I had been sweating for the last couple of days. I felt confident and good about the estimate, and I had sent it back, and I just heard back from the client, and I landed my first official 5-digit contract. I love this group and the community, and I owe it all to you and the team at Drone U." So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. He was also one of my favorites to watch. I think it was on the obstacle course last year. He really did an awesome job. But one of the things I wanted to explain just really quick about the fly-in, I don't want to rant too long because I don't want you guys to be mad that you can't go for whatever reason or have any FOMO that you can't go. If you still want to go, there are, I think it's like 25 tickets left. So go to droneufly-in.com. But one thing I'm really excited about this year is, as you guys know, it is a competition. But some guys are concerned that they may not get as much training or learning because it's a competition. Well, we thought about this in the way that we built up the exercises. So let's take subject tracking as an example. There are actually 3 stations inside of subject tracking, 2 moving vehicles and 1 stationary vehicle. Pilots will master certain flight movements around the first 2 vehicles, and then on the last exercise or the last station of the exercise, that's where they'll actually be tested on the smoothness and the amount of shots that they're able to get within, I think it's a 10-minute period. So pilots are going to get some instruction and practice before they are tested. So I just want to make sure that you guys understand that, because some people have been like, well, I hear it's more of like a competition and I'm not there to, you know, toot my own horn and whatnot. I'm there to hang out and have fun and learn. In other news, though, our business boot camp part of the fly-in is selling out faster than the fly-in itself. So if you want a seat in the business boot camp to work on your business, not just work on your flying, you're going to want to check that out, too. Go to droneufly-in.com.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're one of those that say, I just want to come hang out and have fun, competition or no competition, it's that.
It is that, yeah.
It is absolutely that. So that's awesome, Joe. Thanks for sharing that. And by the way, another way to be confident is to have really great equipment. And if you're looking for some new equipment, either to start your business or you just need to upgrade to keep your business going, check out dynexdrones.com, D-Y-N-N-E-X, drones.com. They've got some really nice programs for folks to get into a new drone, actually for zero down. And then relatively low payment. So you might want to check that out if money is a reason that you're not getting your business started. And if you do that, go to dynexdrones.com. You can use the coupon code DRONEYOUSAVE25. That's all caps except the number 25 is obviously the number 25. DRONEYOUSAVE25 and you'll save $25 off your order. So check them out, dynexdrones.com.
Hey guys, this is Michael with another brief question. So I'm about to begin networking, and I thought I would get your input before I got too far ahead down the wrong road. Are there networking sites tailored for pilots similar to LinkedIn that you would recommend? Maybe, Paul, you use something on a daily basis to network with other pilots? you know, Rob, maybe you use something for your businesses. Should I have multiple, you know, networking sites going on? This is a whole new territory for me, and I was just wondering about your input. I would really appreciate this, guys. You guys rock. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, Michael. That's a good question. I think that there's a lot of folks in that boat who have maybe, whatever, maybe they've been an engineer for 20, 30 years, and they've sort of worked in an office, and they haven't been the rainmaker for the engineering company or whatever, right? So they haven't had to go do the kind of networking that would result in business at some point in the future. So I don't know. What would you tell him? Because it's a big challenge for some.
I think it's important when you are networking. Oftentimes, I'm not sure if networking with other drone pilots is going to be what your ultimate goal is. Because what is the ultimate goal of your networking? Are you trying to learn from other pilots, or are you trying to earn business? Because typically, networking is about, you know, earning business. I'm not saying there's anything negative about creating relationships with other pilots. I just don't think it's going to be as a fruitful endeavor for you as if you were just focusing on working with the people that you'd like to work with, meaning your clients. That being said, I think it's important also to realize what networking groups are available in your area. Networking groups can range in size. They can also range in kind of the quality of talented people that are there. Albuquerque is a good example. There are a lot of small networking groups, and there's like one powerhouse networking group, and it costs a significant amount of money to join because it's essentially like the gate fee. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want just anyone in there.
Right. So it's kind of a screener of sorts.
Exactly. So yeah. It's just put it to you this way. My wife,
Freudian.
Whoa. My wife.
Still getting used to it.
Landed her biggest contract ever because of that group. Now, in order to really get the credibility and authority that you need in those groups to have people even approach you, I think it would be really awesome if you were to write a piece on your website about the five clients that you essentially want to go after. How can you help them? What problem can you solve? And can you tell or write that story in story form and then break down the problems that you've solved for those clients and then write about it and post it on your website, post it on LinkedIn, you know, send it to some ambassadors of the networking group, and they may share it with their friends, they may not. But when you write these things down, you also have resources when you go to networking events to say, here's my card, and oh yeah, we were recently talking about, you know, how construction is really picking up in today's day and age with drones, and I was just noticing this, and this, and I have a whole article on it if you want to check it out. You know, go to my website, blah, blah, blah. It's a great organic driver of traffic to your site, but it also makes you look prepared. Sure. Makes you look like you know what you're doing.
Right.
And in all honesty, you know, networking, a lot of people are like, always have your business cards ready. I'll be honest with you, some of the most important connections I've ever made, I never had a business card.
Right.
Because I always run out so fast. I mean, even when I was in Wisconsin, I ran out in 30 minutes, gone. And the most important people that I met that day were not in those 30 minutes.
Yeah. No, it's true. And I think another aspect of networking, and by the way, Michael, it seems when you were talking about this and asking your question, you were focused primarily on internet-based networking, which there are certainly some things that you can do there. But you might have noticed that when Paul started talking, he just kind of automatically went to more interpersonal, right? Like in-person kind of networking, which one of the things that comes to mind for me is so much of my networking over the years has just been living life through my kids' activities, my wife's activities, my activities, whatever it is, and just talking about what you do because it's what you love. And it's the way that you have sought to help people and serve people and do what you enjoy. So just talking about what you're doing in your general everyday life is going to be fantastic. That said, and Paul alluded to the kind of the difference between networking with pilots, which is what you were asking about, and the people that are ultimately going to probably be your clients. But going back to the networking with pilots part of it, frankly, somewhere like DroneU, and forgive the selfish plug, but it's a great place because it's got a wide net, right? So something like DroneU, if it's not DroneU, but there's a wide net, it covers the entire country and are actually people around the world that are part of DroneU. And I could see that leading to business. For example, there was somebody in San Diego who needed some help with mapping, and I think we connected him with someone in San Diego who was part of DroneU. And so those kinds of things can happen. But as far as specific pilot-based networking groups, organizations, networking. I don't really know what's out there other than
do. Did I miss this, mess it up by just going the interpersonal route?
Because I don't think so at all. I think that's actually where I would have kind of pushed you if you didn't, because ultimately that's important.
Oh, agreed. I mean, business is built on relationships. Mm-hmm. And it's actually interesting because I didn't think about it like that, but it's important to understand that, you know, social media and your online presence is really a true mimic of the person and businessman or woman that you are in the real world. And I mean that because if you are prepared, it's going to show. Let's say you're just a socialite, you're always ready to meet people and solve their problems, like me, you know, if you can create relationships with people, it's going to do so much for you. But it takes an online presence and resources to have that credibility and authority when you do network with someone to ultimately have a sale. I guess my point here is that even though I went interpersonal, I believe that online and in person are so important, mm-hmm. conjoined.
Sure. No, absolutely.
I don't see it as my business can do one or the other. I don't think you'll ever really be successful that way, because ultimately we're still humans. I mean, some of the biggest connections that we're working on here at Drone U are all because we met people at conferences,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, I don't even know how to even begin to say that. But one thing I do want to say is that when you do networking, whether it's, you know, online or in person, obviously what you say is important, but what's more important than what you say is how you say it. And I think it's really important when you're writing these articles and you're meeting people, always just be, you know, compassionate and empathetic. I think that's so important. Always try to get on their level, get in their shoes, build trust. And there's kind of, you know, there's a book that can really help you out. If you are like me and you're constantly like complaining about how dumb people are or about how people suck at driving, when typically you're an aggressive driver, so I cause my own problems. Oh, the doctor's here. All right, well, we got to end this podcast. But check out the book, Give and Take. I'm sending the link to Rob to put in the description of the podcast. It's really important to have the mindset of a successful networker, and that book will give it to you. Also read How to Be a Rainmaker. On that bombshell, though, I'm really cutting it off short because I need to see this doctor. So,
not kidding.
That's going to do it for us today, guys.
Call back.
My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.